是那个木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、耶西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him.
这里说到一件事，这个家里面呢、啊，在当时啊，最少啊有八个人。
So in this scripture, we can estimate there were at least eight members in the family.
第一个是玛利亚。
First, the mother Mary.
第二个是主耶稣，耶稣。
The second one is Jesus.
还有说耶稣有四个弟弟哈。
And Jesus had four younger brothers.
雅各、耶西、犹大跟西门。
James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon.
那最少还有两个妹妹，是妹妹们 ，sisters.
At least he had two sisters.
所以七个兄弟加上一个妈妈。
So there were seven siblings plus one mother.
那个爸爸就是约瑟，还没有讲，在这里没讲。
It didn't mention the father Joseph.
那约瑟在马太福音那里就讲了一次，以后就没讲了。
Only mentioned once in Matthew, but never mentioned about Joseph.
那么有人就想说，这个约瑟啊，这个父亲大概是比较早离开世界了。
So people was assuming that probably the father Joseph has already left.
他什么时候离开世界
？So when did he?Pass away.
最少要生过最小的一个以后才离开嘛。
At least he had to wait until the youngest one was born.
所以他最少生了七个嘛。
So at least he had give birth to seven children.
那么你像生了七个孩子，生了七个的时候，这个父亲他这个家最少他在孩子之前过世之前他活了多久？说了就是说结婚以后活多久
？So we can estimate how long he had lived after he got married withMary.
两年生一个好不好
Let's assume two years a children, a child.
七个就差不多十几年了
So let's assume about 14, like at least 14 years after they get married.
所以这最小的一个孩子生了以后不知道多久他不久他就离开世界了
So maybe after the youngest one was born and soon Joseph was dead.
这里有两个不容易做的人一个是玛利亚
There were two different, two tough roles here in the story. The first one is Mary.
他要负责抚养这个孩子们。
Mary has to raise all these children up.
不是今天一个孩子两个孩子，是七个最少七个。
Not just one or two like our family now is at least seven.
一个寡妇要带领这个七个孩子养育而且教育他们是何等不容易的事。
It's such a hard job for a widow to take care of seven children.
他不是一个富有的家庭。
They are not a wealthy family.
他们在哪里啊？在纳撒勒啊。
They lived in Nazareth.
纳撒勒是很贫穷的地方啊。
Nazareth is a very poor area.
主耶稣自己讲了。
Jesus himself said,
天上的飞鸟有什么？有窝，狐狸有巢，人子没有枕首的地方耶。
Jesus himself said, even the flying birds has their nest and foxes his home, but for the Son of God has no place to rest.
主耶稣离开世界那个被埋葬在别人的坟墓上。
Do you remember when Jesus died? He was buried in some other people's tomb.
这样的一位母亲啊，真是非常的伟大。
So Mary has been such a great mom.
从这个生孩子之后就要忍受别人的讥笑侮辱哈。
After she had birth to the baby,
就撑了以后就人家说，哎，这个怎么还没有结婚就要生孩子啦
？Remember, Mary gave birth to Jesus when she was still single.
这个是从圣灵怀孕而生，这个人家不容易了解啊。这个做这样的一个母亲非常的难啊。
Baby Jesus was conceived through Holy Spirit, so being such a mother is very, very tough.
有时候连出门人家就要笑。
Even when she went out, people were ridicule at her.
然后要在贫穷之间要养育这个七个孩子。
And she has to raise up the children in such a poor situation.
但是她又尊爱主敬重神。
But she still loved the Lord and respect God.
她说我的心以我的神为乐啊。
Okay.
这是她敬畏神。
Okay, is it work? Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay.
So Mary said.My heart fears the Lord.
这是非常难得的母亲。那么 他一直陪着主耶稣，一直到耶稣离开世界被钉十字架以后，你看见那个出名的画的雕刻家写那个玛利亚哀悼像，抱着那个圣子的哀悼像，这个大概是米开朗基罗的，非常非常动人的这个雕刻。
There's a very famous sculpture called, it's probably done by the Michelangelo. It's called the Mary's Sadness holding the dead Jesus in her arms. It's a famous sculpture.
那样的困难，那样的贫穷。
Think about the difficulty and the poverty.
可是她爱孩子，而且敬畏神。
She still loved the children and feared the Lord.
这是求主祝福每一位母亲。
I just ask God to bless all the mother here.
有那样的努力跟那样的殷勤，那样美好的灵性。
That we will have such a beautiful spirituality and the efforts to take care of children.
第二个讲到主耶稣。
Second, I have to mention about Jesus.
这个是经文说，那不是那个木匠吗？
In the scripture, isn't this the carpenter?
那是主耶稣做什么？
What was Jesus doing then?
做木匠。
He was a carpenter.
你有没有请过木匠到你家修理过？
Have you ever invited a carpenter to fix the job at your house?
或者把你家里需要修理的东西拿去请一个木匠给你修理？
Or have you ever bring something else outside to ask a carpenter to fix for you?
我们有一位弟兄，他是宣教士，他美国人，他中文讲得很好。他自己做了一个店，开了一个店，叫做样样修理。
We have an American brother who is a missionary. He has a store called Fix Everything.
他是很好的木匠。
He's a good carpenter.
主耶稣可能去到人家家里修理过东西啊，人家配他。
Maybe Jesus has been a carpenter to fix something for them and for other family and they pay him.
你有没有想到过你请个木匠来，他可能是一个很伟大的人呢？
Have you ever think about a carpenter you invited could be a very great person?
会尊重他。
You will respect him.
不容易的。
It's not easy.
因为那个职务，人家就是这生活的普通的技巧的职务，这种职分哈，不是做什么法官啊、律师啊、这医师啊等等啊，不是这样。
We think carpenter just people who have a regular skill. It's not like a highly respected professionals like lawyers or judges.
但是耶稣在他的父亲离开世界之后，他跟他母亲一样，他要负起这个家庭的生活的责任，因为他是长子啊。
But after his father Joseph died, Jesus just like his mom had to take care of the responsibility to raise up the family in such a poor poverty.
不要看轻了任何的工作的人，他们都是值得尊敬的。
So please don't look down upon any professions. They are all people.Deserve our respect.
他们做任何的服务的工作，我们彼此的服务，我们都要感谢神，要尊重别人。
We need to respect all those people who do all kinds of service jobs.
但是耶稣在那里说，那些他们的同乡就厌弃他。这英文还写说就 defense.
Here, the scriptures say they took offense at him.
Offense 就是看不起他，而且拒绝了他。
Offense means rejection, despise.
主耶稣一开始的时候，这个生活的家庭就难了，不要说传道难了，传道之前就难了。
So think about Jesus. Before he started his mission, his family is already tough for him.
那么我们再讲另外一个。
Let's
经节。
Let's look at another verse.
当主耶稣在讲道啊，在带领人的时候，有一天他的这个兄弟们来了，妈妈来了找他讲话。
One day when Jesus was talking to the crowd.
那么人家就告诉他说，你的妈妈来找你了，你的弟兄们来找你了。
His mother and the brother were stood outside, so some people say, hey, your family's here.
主耶稣讲了一句话，当时觉得好像不太有人情了。
Jesus says something, it seems like he doesn't have a full of emotions.
谁是我的母亲？
Who is my mom? Who is my brother?
那是遵行我天父旨意，遵行我天父话语的，就是我的母亲，就是我的弟兄。
Only those who follow God's words.Are my mothers, are my brothers.
其实主耶稣在那里讲道的时候，他不希望被干扰。
That's because when Jesus was giving his message, he doesn't want to be interfered.
甚至他的家人。
Even his families.
但是他的家人呢，很多都不了解主耶稣他真正的是神儿子的那个基督的身份。
But none of his family understand Jesus was the Son of God.
啊，可能是家里有什么事情了，一定是有事情了，所以妈妈带着大家都来找，一定有事情。
Maybe something happened in their house, so mom took all the brothers and come to look for Jesus.
可是这个后面就是他们对主耶稣的身份呢，真正的灵性的身份不了解。
But that means they did not understand the real role of Jesus then.
有更严重的事。
There's nothing, another thing more serious than that.
下面一节的经文。
Next verse.
就是当逾越节快到的时候啊，这个他的兄弟们就跟他说，哎呀，你如果要出名啊，你就要公开的就出去了，不要在家里呢，那个逾越节，你上去吧，你上去宣传吧。
So when the festival of tents was near, his brother said, "If you want to be famous, just leave this hometown and share the message somewhere else."
他的兄弟们认为耶稣为什么在做是要出名啊
？Their brothers thought that Jesus wanted to be famous.
不知道他是基督。
They didn't know he was Christ.
然后圣经的第约翰福音第七章第五节说，他们这样说，因为是不信他。
So in John 7, verse 5 said, For even his brothers had no belief in him.
他们甚至兄弟都不信他是基督耶。
Even his own brothers didn't believe Jesus was the Christ.
哎，给我想到了一个功课。
It reminds me of a lesson.
我们做基督徒的家庭。
Being a Christian family.
我们所碰见的第一个问题也是最麻烦最困难的问题就是我们家人没有信主
the number one question the number one problem we encounter is our unbelieving family
可能是他很好关系很好来做礼拜了但是真正还是不信
maybe we have a good relationship he or she came to worship but deep inside that person still unbelieving
那如果个性比较强比较倔强他就不来了
If that person have a strong personality, he or she would never even show up.
结婚几十年了不来了。
After years of marriage, never show up.
虽然你是很好的基督徒，但是不信。
Even though you are a Christian, good Christian, but your family just unbelieving.
啊，甚至主耶稣连兄弟啊，我想包括姐妹吧，他都不信他。
Even Jesus Christ's brothers, maybe even his sister, did not believe in him.
耶稣出来传道的时候，差不多三十岁，是不是啊
？When Jesus he started his mission, he was about 30, right?
那么你看啊，他的兄弟姐妹如果两年生一个，两年生一个，他们跟他在一起有多久了？
So think about if 2 years there was another sibling was born. So how long was that?
如果主耶稣三十岁啊
，If Jesus was 30,
每一个减两岁
，Each one just did we take away 2 years.
减了七个就减了十四哈。
So minus 14.
最小的还有十六岁。
So the youngest sister maybe six was probably 16.
十六岁已经可以了解了。
16, if you're 16, you can understand something.
最小的十六岁，十六、十八、二十、二十二。
So let's assume the youngest 16, 18, and 20 all the way up.
到下面那个雅各二十八岁。
So the oldest younger brothers James was about 28.
啊，不相信他。
Still unbelieving.
弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
有时候我们会碰到这样的困难。
Sometimes we will encounter this kind of difficulty.
当你看见弟兄姐妹家中有没有信主的
？So when you see unbelieving families,
有那个抵挡的
？When you see some people resist of our salvation,
甚至讲难听的话
，even say harsh words,
你不要灰心。
Do not feel discouraged.
主耶稣都碰到这样的状况。
Even Jesus Christ had the same problem.
甚至主耶稣的妈妈也看到要带领这些孩子信主都不容易啊。
Even Jesus' mom, Mary, feel it's hard to lead his children, to lead her children into Christ.
有没有想到这样问的？连主耶稣基督家里面要信主都那么难啊
？Have you ever think about even the Jesus Christ family was hard to believe?
我们不要灰心。
So do not feel discouraged.
为我们家人祷告。
Continue to pray for unbelieving family.
孩子、父亲、孙子，为他们祷告。
Pray for everybody: husbands, wives, children, grandchildren.
永不放弃。
Never give up.
永不放弃。
Never give up.
你会看见神垂听我们祷告，神有恩典跟怜悯。
You will see God has mercy and He will answer our prayer.
但是我们要尽量做见证。
But we have to continue to be testimony.
努力地带领他们。
Continue to make our efforts to lead them to Christ.
昨天早上我去参加一个教会的 早祷会。
Yesterday morning, I joined a morning prayer meeting.
我四点多就起来了。
So I woke up at 4.
我六点钟已经开车到那个进的教会。
At 6 a.m., I already arrived at church.
差不多没有停车位了。
There was no parking space.
教会蛮大的。
It's a pretty big church.
可以坐2000个人。
It could accommodate 2,000 people. Big church.
爆满了，满了。
It was crowded.
六点二十分开始聚会。
The meeting started 6:20 a.m.
我看到六点五十分都满了。
At 6:50, I see the whole the sanctuary was full.
就是这个韩国的 Siloam Church.
This is the Korean Siloam Church in Fullerton. In Fullerton.
In Alhambra.
Alhambra. Oh, sorry.
是吧？不是 Alhambra. I'm sorry. 那个
Anaheim.
那个孩子啊。哎呀，这是幼稚园的孩子啊
！Even the kindergarten children，
他们上台表演。
They came up to stage and perform.
他们五点多就来了。
They arrive in church around 5 a.m.
祖父啊，跟爸爸妈妈带来的。
The children was led by the grandparents and the parents.
他们每个月有一次这样的祷告会。
They have such an early prayer meeting once a month.
叫做三代祷告会。
It's called Three generations prayer meeting.
Early prayer meeting. 那么 early prayer meeting. 平常呢，的时间，他们每个礼拜有一次是五点半的祷告会。
Okay. During the regular weeks, they have a 5 a.m. 5:30 morning prayer meeting.
三代祷告会，为了让年轻的睡久一点，所以是六点二十分。
In order to let the younger generation to have a sleep a little longer, so they started 6:20.
哎呀，他们那么热诚来啊
！So they come with such a heart.
哎呀，我真是很难想。
I just couldn't believe it.
哎呀，但是这个整个教会那么热诚，那么有动力。
But the church was full of emotions and effort.
在那个两千人的当中，那个 corner 有诗班那个座位。
Okay, among the 2,000 crowd, there was a corner for the choir.
我一算呢
，I counted
有六排到七排。
There are 6 to 7 rows.
一排有16个人到18个人。
Each row can sit for 16 to 18 people.
哇，那个诗班比我们多了好几倍啊
！Even the choir people is it's a multiple of our.
他们唱诗的时候，我在心里就是我灵里唱神赞美。
When they sing, they were singing from the heart for the Lord.
他们很早就来了。
They arrived very, very early.
教会的那个有一个铁门呐、啊。
There was a gate at the entrance.
四点钟打开的。
They opened at 4 a.m.
早来的三点钟就在那里排队了。
Some early birds arrive at 3 a.m.
六点多才开始聚会，他三点钟就来排队。
The meeting started at 6:20, but they already here at 3.
每个礼拜有四堂的聚会。
Every Sunday there are 4 worship services.
只能够有2000个人坐的地方。
The sanctuary is only accommodated for 2,000 people.
啊，前面在做礼拜，后面就是排队，已经在外面等了，要进来了。
The server was here, 2,000 people, and the people for next service also already lined up.
近年他们在旁边差不多两迈的地方买了一个很大的地方，建了一个 building， 专门做主日学。
Wow, this church just bought a building about 2 miles from the sanctuary. That big building is only for Sunday school purposes.
你相信吗？
Do you believe it?
每个礼拜天来参加主日学的孩子有2500人到2700个人。
There were about 2,500 to 2,700 students just come to for the Sunday school.
邻居的人都来参加那个主日学了。
All the neighborhoods come for the Sunday school.
包括白人、黑人呐。
Even the black or the Caucasian.
他们注重小孩子，从小就带他们。
They focus on the younger generation, raise up from when they're young.
所以他们觉得说，他们能够做 Siloam Church 的 member， 非常的骄傲。
So they feel so proud to be a Siloam's member.
啊，那个教会那个很有朝气。
They are full of vigor.
我是听说韩国教会，但是我这一次自己去经验一下。
I've heard about such a famous Korean church, but this is my first time to experience.
从家里开始
，starting from the family，
不要怕他说睡得太少了，哎呀，来起不来，试试看，你从小那样花的代价，他们到老就爱主。
Don't worry that your children didn't have enough sleep. You know, raise up when they're young. Even they're old, they will not depart from this good habit.
你看，耶稣的兄弟不信他，可是后来怎么样？
Look at Jesus. His brothers was unbelieving. What about to the end?
我们赶快把下面两节的经文。
Let's take a quick look the following scriptures.
使徒行传十五章讲了个教会开会。
Acts 15:13 talking about church meeting.
在那个开会里面有一个主席。
During the meeting, there was a moderator.
名字叫做雅各。
His name was James.
这个雅各是谁？
Who's this James?
这是耶稣的弟弟。
This James was Jesus' brother, younger brother.
他的弟弟里面最大的就是雅各。
It was the oldest younger brother, James.
然后在下面一节经
节。And next scripture.
说加拉太书里面。
It was in Galatians 2:9.
说这个雅各是谁啊？
Who's James?
当时称他做教会的柱石。
They call him the pillar of the church.
就是教会很重要的。
That means the important position of a church.
他怎么样？
Who was he?
他信了主了。
He believed in Christ.
他成了教会的领袖。
He became the leader of the church.
啊，成为使徒们的这个领导者。
He became the leader of the apostles.
成为基督徒了。
He became a Christian.
改变了。
He is transformed.
神改变了他。
God transformed him.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
永不灰心。
Never feel discouraged.
你好好爱你的妻子。爱你的妻子。
Love your wives.
爱你的孩子。
Love your children.
爱你的爸爸。
Love your father.
爱你的妈妈。
Love your mother.
不灰心。
Never feel discouraged.
神一定要垂听你的祷告。
God will listen your prayer.
神祝福我们的教会。
God will bless our church.
我们不论怎么样，我们要仰望。
No matter what happened, we will look up to God.
求主将复兴的火恩典临到每一个家。
May the revival fire be in each one of our family.
当家里复兴的时候，教会一定复兴的。
When our family revives, definitely our church will revive.
弟兄姐妹，从家里复兴的时候，教会一定复兴的。
When our family revives, definitely our church will revive.
让我们仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let's look up to Jesus Christ.
主祝福每。
Who start and finish our belief.
主祝福每一位母亲。
May God bless all the mothers today.
祝福每一位姊妹。
May God bless all the sisters.
祝福每一位弟兄。
Brother.Bless all the brothers.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
谢谢天父。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们看见主耶稣的榜样。
We can look up your role model, Jesus.
让我们看见玛利亚的榜样。
And we can look up the Mary's role model.
我们谦卑的在你面前承认我们的罪。
We humbly confess our sin before you.
承认我们的不热心。
We confess our cold hearts.
我们承认我们忽略我们家人他们的灵魂的重要性。
Lord, we commit that we forgot the importance of leading our families to you.
我们承认我们缺少基督徒的见证。
Lord, we admit that we are short of the Christian's testimony.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
将天上的爱心赐给我们。
Please give us the love from the heaven.
将乐意爱主的心赐给我们。
Please give us the hearts to love you more.
复兴教会从复兴我们的家开始。
Let's revive our church from reviving our family first.
我们谦卑的求主怜悯我们。
We humbly beg you to have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
谢谢你听我们祷告。
Thank you for listening our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们来唱一首。会带我们好唱我们的回应，作为你的祷告，向神的祷告。好，
让我们大家一同翻开我们的圣诗第382首。圣诗第382首 ，Open our hymn book the number 382. 快乐家庭 ，Happy the home when God is there。我们单数节唱中文，双数节唱英文。The first and the third verses we sing Chinese. The second and the fourth we sing English. 第382首。
我们下面收奉献，这是为基督徒准备的。如果你还没有信主，不了解奉献的意义，请不要勉强。We're not collecting offering. This is for Christian only. If you haven't made up, don't understand the meaning of offering, you are not compelled to participate.今天不知道有没有新朋友来参加我们的聚会，很欢迎你们。请你们填写一个交通表交给招待员。我们今天有午餐招待，欢迎你们留下来参加我们的午餐。Is there any new friend here? Please stay for the complimentary lunch. And there's a registration form. Please fill it in for us. Is there any new friends?欢迎欢迎、And today is Mother's Day. We have special gifts for mothers. 今天是母亲节，我们有特别的礼物，所以现在 Alice 姐妹就是请。请大家帮忙一下，好，请母亲们站立。Please, all the mothers, please rise. Let us acknowledge you. 就是在发礼物的当中，我另外再报道一下，就是我们下个主日聘牧委员会有一个特别的聚会，就是我们要。有关聘请全职的代理牧师，所以请下个礼拜天兄弟姐妹准时参加。There will be a special report from pulpit committee next Sunday, May 15, regarding call for a full-time interim pastor. All members will be asked to vote on the proposal. 另外一件事情就是在6月12号是有一个联合的主日崇拜，那我们就是要庆祝今年的毕业生，请各位家长在今年有毕业的欢迎一起来参加。如果毕业生想有感恩见证，请跟Margaret 姐妹联络。 So there will be a special combined service honoring the graduate on June 12th. Please contact MargaretIf the graduate has special testimony to share. 好，所有的母亲都拿到纪念品。然后另外有一件特别的事情，就是我们的青年传道 Micah， 他有个人的特别的原因，他所以决定要离开我们的教会。他写了一封信，那我就是有一个 summary 我先读给你们。It is with all this in mind that I have to say with great sadness that I must step down from my ministry at Chinese Community Baptist Church for a while. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me a personal issue that I have to deal with before the Lord immediately. After seeking wise counsel, I have been advised that I should stop serving for now and relocate to a new environment in order to concentrate fully on my relationship with the Lord. I'm sure that this is the Lord's will for my life right now, and I'm seeking to be obedient to Him. 所以，麦卡就是说，他心里是觉得很伤心，说要离开我们的教会，但是圣灵启示他，他有个人的原因需要离开，他有请教很多专家，然后就是决定说，现在最好就是要离开教会。在一个新的环境，那特别是他要重新建立他跟上帝的关系，那上帝一定会带领他，所以他要顺服上帝的旨意。那对我们来讲，那可能是教会是一些损失。I think it may be a surprise to all of us, but let's pray for him. 让我们继续为麦卡祷告。这个就是。另外我们教会还有一些就是一般性的活动，就请参考这个接续表。 Please look into bulletin for our regular program. 那现在就请张牧师来为我们祝福。 Let's have the benediction, Pastor Chen.
Let's stand and sing the doxology. 请我们一起唱三一颂。
赞美真神万福之约，天下生灵都当颂乐，天上天君也赞祭你，同心赞美福之神明。阿
们。但愿主耶稣的恩典、天父的慈爱和圣灵的感动常与各位同在，特别也纪念到麦卡他前面的道路，他要安静来重新调养他的身心，跟主有更密切更合适的关系，求主恩待他。 May the grace of the Lord and the mercy of Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We pray particularly here for Micah, that he can restore his mental and also physical and also the good relationship between him and the Lord. We ask you bless and rebuild his life to become the more useful vessel in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.